Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. James Allen. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. Today's Monday, and I'm Becca, and this is what we call a snippet. If you're new around here, welcome aboard. Got nothing but treats for you, and this is the place to be if you're a woman over 40 struggling with alcohol, especially if you're ambitious, professional, educated, you got it all going on, but that sneaky little voice that gets you pouring the extra drink over and over. That's what we're here for. Gals, today we are finishing up our study. If you want to, I put study in quotation marks. Okay. We're lightly studying. No pressure. For the last several Mondays, we've been looking at James Allen's thin little book, As a Man Thinketh. And today we're just finishing off with the last section, which is called Serenity. In this section, Allen really is just giving us a beautiful vision of what it looks like once we have our thoughts where we want them, once we are in control of our thoughts, once we've undertaken the process that he's outlined in all the previous sections, this is what we can expect to happen. Serenity. Love that word. How much serenity do we get when we're struggling with our alcohol? Like none. I don't know about you, but I didn't get any. For over 30 years, I struggled, and it really did destroy all serenity. Even during moments that should have been joyful, time with family, events that should have been important. They were important, but didn't feel good. Why? Because there was always that underlying struggle with alcohol. For me, at least. That's my story, right? Yours might be different. Even the day I got married was a stressful day because I was worried about the alcohol. I always overdrank. And I mean, it's a wedding, right? So alcohol just infiltrates, there's a word, every area of our lives and destroys our serenity. So how can we get serenity into our lives? Well, James Allen has been telling us for the last several Mondays, you change your thinking. And I add to that, change your thinking and change your drinking. It really is about mindset. It's about perspective. It's about how we look at things. And that is really what we do around here. And that is the journey I take women on when I take them on a journey of self-discovery in sobriety. Because it's not about the alcohol. It's about us. It's about us, gals. And once we recognize that and decide, I'm going to go on this journey of self-discovery, and alcohol will just fall to the wayside because it can't survive the close examination we do when we go on this journey. So let's have a look at what is promised to us by James Allen. This, like all the other ones, is a short section. I can say that. And as I said, no new learnings here, really just Allen saying to us, this is what you can expect when you do this. So here, let's go ahead and have a look at some of the more beautiful quotes that come out of this section. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. You know, we're over 40. One would hope we'd start gaining some wisdom at this stage of our lives. But here's the thing. Alcohol keeps us emotionally immature, and it's almost it is impossible to be wise when we're emotionally immature. And gals, we're the wise ones. As we age, we go 40, we go 50, we go 60, we go etc., right? One would hope that we get to be the wise woman, the one that people can turn to, and we've learned our life lessons and we get to share them. But if we're still drinking, the emotional immaturity that comes with that, and I know you probably don't like hearing it. If you're drinking, you're like, I'm not emotionally immature. Well, the truth is that if you responded like that, that in itself is a sign of emotional immaturity, an inability to be honest and look at ourselves. Let me not get sidetracked here, though. But really, wisdom is the opening line in this section. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. And I'm here to tell you that alcohol destroys calmness of mind. How can we be calm, peaceful, and wise when we're worried about alcohol? And it's always an underlying thread, always. Okay, let's carry on. Here's what he says after that beautiful opening sentence. It is the result, it, meaning calmness of mind, is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and of a more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operation of thought. Gals, we could just stop right there. This is the opening little paragraph of this section. It's three sentences, three, and we could take those three sentences and we could pin them on the wall and we could say to ourselves, that is what I want. And that is what I'm going to work towards. Let me read it to you again. Let's pick this apart. This is enough right here for us to be completely motivated for weeks and weeks and weeks. Check it out. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. Its presence is an indication of ripened experience and of a more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operations of thought. What is he saying? He's saying that after long and patient practice in self-control, mainly controlling our thoughts, we become ripened and wise, and it indicates a more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operations of thought. This means that you're above average from the ordinary human. Because the ordinary human does not do this. Now, do we have to go to these extremes just to get sober? I can hear some of you out there going, oh my God, Becca, all I want to do is quit drinking. What's with all the wisdom and ripened experience and a more than ordinary knowledge? Okay, fine. You don't have to go that far, but it's what I want for you. It's what the snippets are for. We're not here to be ordinary, gals. We're not here to live in mediocrity. We're not here to put down the bottle and say, there, I don't drink, and run around with, well, less than ordinary knowledge. We want to be the wise women that we are meant to be. We can share that with our loved ones, our grandchildren, our children, our great-grandchildren, as the time comes. And we can live our lives knowing that we have decided at one point in our lives not only to put down the alcohol, but to grow into a calm, peaceful woman who can share wisdom. And James Allen calls it a beautiful jewel. A beautiful jewel. What is the beautiful jewel? Calmness of mind. Now, I know for a fact, because I experienced it. Everything I talk about here is from experience, by the way. I don't just hope for the best. And in addition to my own experience, women that I work with, I talk to you all the time, and I get to meet more and more of you. And I know that one thing we don't have when we're drinking is calmness of mind. We worry. We worry a lot. We regret. We regret a lot. We live in remorse. We live in shame. These are not emotions that are calming. And that's what we want to dig in and release ourselves from. Because those emotions, that's no way to live, gals. That is no way to live, in shame and regret and remorse and a lack of self-love. That's what alcohol does to us. I don't know about you, but that pisses me off. I really would like you to get angry about it. What alcohol has done to our lives, it's unacceptable. Now, I'm not blaming you and I'm not blaming me, but that's what it does. And maybe it's time we stepped up and said, wait a minute, let me just step back a minute here and really look at what's going on. What the hell is going on here? What am I giving up for alcohol? Now, we don't blame alcohol. Why? Because we take responsibility. We're not victims. We're not saying, oh, I'm a victim of alcohol and look what it's done to my life. No. What we do want to look at what we've allowed it to do to our lives, and then we don't go into, I'm going to beat myself up now. Instead, we wake up. It's a waking up and say, oh, wow, holy crap, I didn't even realize how much damage I was allowing alcohol to do. It's time I stepped up and did something about this. Why? Because we're intelligent, educated, professional, ambitious, all of these things. And women like us don't allow humans or things like alcohol to come in and make us live less than we're capable of living. And we don't allow it in other areas of our lives, but we do in this one. So it's time to look at this objectively. Have you noticed what alcohol is really doing? If you don't have calmness of mind, which I know you don't if you're drinking, I don't have to ask you. And yet, calmness of mind is a beautiful jewel of wisdom. You know, there's a store nearby here that I go to now and then. It's one of those health food stores with all the lovely stuff. And in there, like many stores, you get a senior's discount, right? But in this store, they call it the Wise One discount. I love that. She just looks at you and says, oh, I bet you're ready for a Wise One discount. I love that. And the woman who owns the store, she says, hey, man, if we're not wise by now, I don't know, when will we be? She's talking people over 55. Wise One discount. But the question becomes, do we just become wise by virtue of our age? Sorry, but no. I don't know about you, but I've met many a so-called wise women, meaning age-wise, that weren't wise. I could use my own mother as an example, and I'm not trying to beat her up. You know, she passed 22 years ago, and I loved her dearly with all my heart, but she did not pass away wise. She never reached even close to wisdom because she was emotionally immature. Why? Because she was an addict. Alcohol was not her problem, but she died a drug addict, pills particularly. That's sad, right? She died young, only 62, but even by 62, shouldn't we be getting a bit of wisdom? She was a loving, loving woman, but she never got to grow into wisdom. I don't want that for you, and I don't want it for me. So calmness of mind is what we want, and we can't have it if we're still drinking. And by the way, if alcohol is not destroying your calmness of mind, you probably don't have an alcohol problem. Because the truth is that people who don't have an alcohol problem, it doesn't bother. They're not upset about it. They just either drink or don't drink. So this is, you know, that's why I can say this without having to double check anybody and make sure I'm not missing anyone. I know for a fact that alcohol destroys our calmness of mind. Now, that's like almost a whole snippet, and we're still on the opening three sentences of this section of the book, and it's the closing section, but that's okay, gals. You can come and grab the book. You can read it. This closing section is one page, but the book is free online. You can download the PDF. Just Google it. But let me give you a couple more key quotes from the closing section of this book, and then I'm going to wrap up our study of this book and tell you what's happening next on Mondays here in Snippet Land. So James Allen wanted to spread the word that all humans can be more emotionally mature, kinder, calmer, happier, more at peace if we learn how to control our thinking. That's what this whole book is about. And in this section, he reminds us why it's important and why it's worthwhile. Here's another quote for you. The calm man, having learned how to govern himself, knows how to adapt himself to others. And they, in turn, reverence his spiritual strength. You know, gals, for the first time, I'm going to do this. I'm going to flip the pronoun. I just want you to hear this. Please keep in mind, in case you weren't around at the beginning, this was written in 1903. James Allen is including us, but it's a bit hard to take at this point. So I'm going to flip this pronoun and read that to you again. So listen up. Let's see what this sounds like for us. The calm woman, having learned how to govern herself, knows how to adapt herself to others, and they, in turn, reverence her spiritual strength. They feel that they can learn from her and rely upon her. The more tranquil a woman becomes, the greater is her success, her influence, her power for good. Even the ordinary trader will find her business prosperity increase as she develops a greater self-control and equanimity, for people will always prefer to deal with a woman whose demeanor is equitable. Wow. That was powerful. I'm glad I did that. I felt it more deeply than I did before. What is he saying? The last sentence is about business people, but the first few is just everybody in general. Let's look at this again because, oh man, isn't this what you want? If you don't want this, I'm not forcing it on you, but this is what's possible when we move into our alcohol-free journey with intention to grow as opposed to just not drinking. Let's do this one more time. The strong, calm woman is always loved and revered. She is like a shade-giving tree in a thirsty land or a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not love a tranquil heart, a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines, or what changes come to those who possess these blessings, for they are always serene and calm. That last sentence is so important for us. This is what we learn in sobriety. It doesn't matter whether it rains or shines, and he's not talking about weather. We can take whatever life throws at us because we've learned how to learn from life. We've learned how to learn from life and respond to life from that point of view that we talk about here all the time on the snippets, that life is happening for us and not to us. So if life is happening for us, we're going to benefit no matter what. Carrying on with James, that exquisite poise of character that we call serenity is the last lesson of culture. It is the flowering of life, the fruitage of the soul. It is precision as wisdom, more desirable than fine gold. How insignificant mere money-seeking looks in comparison with a serene life. A life that dwells in the ocean of truth, beneath the waves, beyond the reach of the tempests, in the eternal calm. Gals, oh, that is so beautiful. I can't even comment on it, and you don't need me to. Let's have a look at the next paragraph where he compares this to what happens when we don't have this calmness of mind. How many people we know who sour their lives, who ruin all that is sweet and beautiful by explosive tempers, who destroy their poise of character and make bad blood. It is a question whether the great majority of people who do not ruin their lives and mar their happiness by lack of self-control. How few people we meet in life who are well-balanced, who have that exquisite poise which is characteristic of the finished character. In other words, gals, wise jewels. In other words, gals, calmness of mind, a beautiful jewel of wisdom, is so rare. I would venture to say you know very few people who have it. Do I? Not yet. I have it in moments because I work hard, but can I still get upset in the moment? You betcha. When something, right? It's a lifelong journey, but we can tip the balance between constantly being emotionally overreacting and being able to stand back in the moment in self-observation, take that deep breath, and allow life to happen without us exploding. It's not a journey of constant effort. We learn how to do it without strain and stress. That's what I help women do. And as James Allen says in that paragraph, there aren't very many people like that. Yeah, that's right. Here in Snippetland, we want the very best. No mediocrity, no hoping for the best. And here it is, gals, the very last paragraph of this book, As a Man Thinketh, by James Allen. In the ocean of life, the isles of blessedness are smiling, and the sunny shore of your ideal awaits your coming. Keep your hands firmly upon the helm of thought. In the core of your soul reclines the commanding master. She does but sleep. Wake her. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say unto your heart, peace, be still. And there you have it, gals. Our study together of James Allen's little book, As a Man Thinketh. I asked you in the beginning to start a journal. I gave you homework some weeks and others. I allowed you to just follow along in your own. I left it up to you to use your journal in any way you see fit. No, I won't go into journaling. That's another snippet. But really, taking notes, writing down what strikes you is powerful. But gals, this whole book study has inspired me to change our Mondays around here. And from now on, Mondays are going to be exclusively focused on mindset. Mindset Mondays, I know it's a little bit cliche, but what can I say? You can look forward to Mondays being focused more tightly on thoughts and mindset, even though we look at that in practically every snippet, because it's such a big part of our journey. So gals, that ends our study of James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh. I will be announcing our next book soon, but in the meantime, guess what's happening? Well, at this moment, the Sacred Mirror is open. The Sacred Mirror is a short, private, confidential online forum where you share a small piece of your story with me and only me, and I flip on this microphone and send you back a reflection from an objective second party. That'd be me, and only me. If you want someone to reflect on what you're going through, I invite you to try the Sacred Mirror today. I will be closing it soon because it's quite time consuming, but for the moment, it is still open. And next week, I have a surprise announcement for you. There's always something going on here in Snippet Land. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.